This is The Evening Buzz, presented by Mikhail Atiyah.
I'm sure we all remember the big and controversial defamation trial that went 24/7 live, covering the personal and intimate life of Johnny Depp and his ex-wife, Amber Heard, who honestly is someone that has basically been out of the Hollywood map for some time, as people are, you know, long story short, Johnny Depp won that defamation trial. Amber Heard lost all credibility and has damaged her reputation and her career for good. But one thing that came out of that defamation trial was when she defamed him, and before that trial, Johnny Depp lost a few roles that he was kind of a part of. First off, he lost his role in the Fantastic Beasts movies, where he was playing the main antagonist, Grindelwald. By the time the second movie came out, and there was development for the third movie, they had to pull him out because of the controversy. He was getting canceled, basically. And another big role that we all know him for is the role of Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Disney was obviously working on a Pirates of the Caribbean 6, and he was obviously going to come back and reprise his role. But when the defamation happened, Disney pulled out and pretended he never existed. And so, with that in mind, I remember during the defamation trial, Johnny Depp said that if Disney ever decides to accept him back for the role of Jack Sparrow, that he would never accept it, because it was almost a betrayal, you know? And this is what happens, and unfortunately, when a cancel culture comes at you, even if you're just accused of it, maybe you're innocent, okay? But you've just been accused of it, you are canceled, done and over, forget about it, people do not care. It's just how it is. And so that's kind of what happened with Johnny. And I think Johnny's taking a bit of a break from making movies. I think with what he had to experience in the industry has not been pleasant. So what happens with Disney now with this big franchise that they were hoping to make a sixth movie for? Well, the Pirates of the Caribbean producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, has confirmed that the franchise is getting a reboot with a long in development sixth movie, which is kind of interesting, because that means they're gonna have to completely overhaul everything. Now he says, you don't know, you really don't know, but because of how many movies he does before he did the Top Gun Maverick, he can't say too much about it. But he says, we're gonna reboot Pirates so that it's easier to put together, because you don't have to wait for certain actors. And he made it sound like he's implying that it's out of his choice, or out of his decision to bring in Johnny Depp to reprise his role as Jack Sparrow. Or perhaps Johnny just did not want to respond or give him any kind of, you know, agreement, no matter how good of an offer. So I think they're going to be like, we're just going to move on with this, and we're going to completely reboot it, and, you know, just see how this franchise will go without him. And it's not like they desperately need Jack Sparrow, but he definitely played a major role in those movies. He was at the center of all of those storylines. And he's got a familiar face. I mean, you can't have Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp. That's how people generally see it. But I think it will be a challenge, but I think it's a challenge worth tackling if you can do it right. So yeah, we don't know what's going to happen with the future of Pirates of the Caribbean. There were rumors that they were going to replace Johnny Depp with a female-led protagonist starring Margot Robbie. Apparently, that's still in the talks. Nothing too confirmed about it. Last year, while Disney Studios Motion Picture Production President Sean Bailey asserted after a period of uncertainty that the franchise still has wind in its sails. So they're confident about making a future film, and that it's gonna happen, but they are insisting that they're gonna be rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean, as it is a priority for Disney and its producers. And so, what we have now is a 6th movie coming up, but it's going to be completely overhauled. I think it's about time. I have nothing against Johnny Depp, and I understand what he's went through, and I understand his roles and his significance in this franchise. But if Disney wants to move along and they feel that they can push onwards with a new Pirates of the Caribbean without him, then that's completely fine. However, this is Disney, and Disney has recently had a track record of just not making good, successful movies. And it has to do with the fact that they, somewhere down the line, they've just lost the plot. They focused a little bit too much on checklists instead of actually just making an entertaining movie. So I worry how much of this overhaul for this franchise is not going to even utilize the known and familiar charm and personality that comes with a franchise like this. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean has a few elements you gotta get it right, and you gotta get it right the first time. And if you don't execute on these things, then you really have another flop on your hand, just as they're currently basically overhauling all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and perhaps future animated movies as well. Let's take a short break, and coming up next, we're talking about HBO Max as they have just unleashed the latest trailer for House of the Dragon Season 2. But they did some really clever marketing here. They actually released 2 trailers. One that each trailer actually focuses on one major rival in the story. If you're someone who keeps up with House of the Dragons, you know what I'm talking about. Team Green, Team Black. And if you do text in 4215. It's Slaughter Do. Which team are you siding for? Let me know. Text me right here on the Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
I'm really excited for what's coming out later this year, and it's for those Game of Thrones fans. Yes, you remember who you are. House of the Dragon Season 2 coming out in June, and the hype is starting to pick up, honestly. One of the really smart things HBO did is they came out with 2 trailers for the second season, but they actually labeled each trailer according to what the trailer is focusing on, and they labeled it Team Green and Team Black. Now, if you've watched the first season, you have a general gist of what these two labels mean. Starting off with Team Green, which is a trailer that focuses on the perspective of the Hightower family and their current rule of the Seven Kingdoms from King's Landing, and why they feel is justified to protect their right to rule. And then you got Team Black, which consists of the pure Targaryen family, Rhaenyra Targaryen, Daemon, who opposed the Greens from the seat of power on Dragonstone. It was really nice to kind of, it was a bit of a hype of what we're going to expect in the next season, but it was almost kind of like a gentle reminder of where the politics really is at the moment. You have two opposing powers, Team Green and Team Black, the Targaryens, the Hightower. Each of them have their own personal reasonings behind why they have a right to the Iron Throne. And the first season has really cemented this amazing setup and build up to this moment where we're probably going to see some awful things happening. I mean, war crimes galore. That is the world of Game of Thrones, the world of trying to become the ruler of the Iron Throne, which it's honestly for me at a time where I still have not heard anything from Amazon Prime's The Rings of Power, the Lord of the Rings prequel series. As a huge Lord of the Rings fan, I found that first season absolutely disappointing, and the fact that we don't even have a trailer for it yet speaks volumes about this almost like incompetent delay from Amazon. It's like, why haven't you come out with a trailer yet? If House of the Dragon Season 2 is coming out in June, where in the world is Rings of Power Season 2? This is supposed to be also the year of the release. We're supposed to get some insight into what this show is going to be comprised of. But let's not digress. In that time, we'll talk about it. But season two of The House of the Dragon is urging viewers to pledge their loyalty either to Team Green or Team Black ahead of the new batch of episodes coming out in June 16. And again, like I said, there is this really fascinating political intrigue and rivalry between these two rivaling forces in the storyline. If you guys have not caught up with the first season, House of the Dragon picks up the story from George R. R. Martin's Fire and Blood book. It's a lengthy novel that covers roughly 150 years of Westeros history, and it's a prequel to the events of the Game of Thrones series. So if you've enjoyed, for the most part, that series and you're craving to jump back into Westeros once again, then House of the Dragon might just be that itch you're looking for. And it's really great. It's a perfect time for viewers and fans who've not watched the first season of House of the Dragon to step right in and get immersed and get ready for what season two is about to unleash. I don't know too much. I've not read the Fire and Blood book just out of a necessity to watch only the live action adaptation. I don't want to spoil it for myself. I don't want to anticipate the spoilers or the shocking twists and turns. I'd like to see it on screen when it comes out during release. So I'm super excited. And if you are, do let me know. Join the conversation. Text me 4215. It's Lazar Du. House of the Dragon Season 2. It's going to get good. It's going to get juicy. It's going to get bloody. And that's all we want from a good Game of Thrones adaptation. Now, let's take a short break. And coming up next, we're talking about the leaked images that reveal Microsoft's white digital Xbox Series X console. And why this weird sort of refresh for a console that now has 3 years been into its release. I don't know. Let's explore it right here on The Evening Buzz. Stay tuned. So it's 3 years now into this current gen console life cycle, talking about the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X, and it seems that there's two ways that each of these companies are going for. One way is the PlayStation route, where they're going to be coming out with, supposedly, and this is only a rumor, a PlayStation 5 Pro, which is basically PlayStation 5 slightly enhanced, better performance, better graphical settings. That's about it. And then there is Microsoft's way, and that is just come out with the same console, but just a digital edition, one that doesn't have a disc compact in it. And not much innovation when it comes to these two big boys. I think they know that there's just no need to do big upgrades until perhaps another 3 to 4 years, when the console life cycle it comes to an end and they release the next gen console, whichever that may be. But there is definitely a notion here that the industry is leaning more to digital only or digitized kind of services. A lot of people are not buying things physical anymore, and that especially applies a lot to gaming. There are those who do it. I'm not saying that it's completely gone, but numbers don't lie. There is a bigger and growing number of people who are buying their games online, and so it compels these manufacturers, these game companies, to opt for that type of growth. So that's why we're seeing now more consoles being readily available only for digital use and not for disc. Now, even the PlayStation 5 Slim that came out was digital only, but you can purchase a disc contraption if needed be. And I guess that's probably the neutral position that PlayStation wants to take, that, you know, there are those who are going to buy physical copies. They're still going to want it. And if you do want it, you got to pay a little extra to get your hands on it. So this rumor comes from a leaker who appears to showcase an image of a white version for the Xbox Series X console without a disc drive. And so this was published on X, or aka Twitter, and it just really looks like an Xbox Series S, but with a white coat and nothing else. Obviously, this is gonna cost $500, just like the current consoles. So it's not much of a big difference, but then it makes me wonder, what happened to the previous rumors from Microsoft, previous leaks that came regarding Microsoft about a console refresh, a type of, there was all these, like, there was this, like a completely different design for the Xbox refresh console, which was like a cylindrical form. It's much slimmer, and it was also going to be digital only. I guess that's just some leaker's really deceptive way of making us believe that there was some massive change of design for those hardware. And I guess we bought into it. And that's why I always say, whatever you read on the internet, do take it with a grain of salt. Some of it can be fabricated, even to a point of believability. So yeah, just watch out when it comes to this. But now 3 years into each of these current gen consoles, and I'm someone who has slowly opted to using the PC more often. And those two console manufacturers even know that PC market is a big market that they need to utilize. Microsoft probably realized this before PlayStation, but now PlayStation has opted to ensure any first-party studios, first-party titles that come out on the PlayStation 5 will also be making its way to PC day one, which is a major shift for a platform that always boasts itself to be completely exclusive, where on the other hand, Microsoft's Xbox has always been purely accessible and backwards compatible, a lot better than the PlayStation. It's just a little console war rivalry that I tend to compare. But the big factor here is that we're slowly moving more and more into digital-only consumption, digital-only products, which I don't know if it does raise alarms, but it definitely leaves me slightly concerned. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. And with that, guys, time to wrap it up here on the Evening Buzz. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys tomorrow from 8 till 9 p.m., keeping you guys busy and entertained all throughout the weekend shift, only here on Pulse 95. This is Mikhail Atiya signing out. Have a good one.
If you liked this episode of The Evening Buzz, drop a like and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all our daily updates and top stories.